You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Craig Matthews, Alan Knott.
Who's that weirdo?
Neil McKenzie.
Who's that weirdo?
Dwayne Leverock. Shannon Freed.
Who's that weirdo?
Chris Harris. Kevin O'Brien.
Who's that weirdo?
Good morning, good afternoon, good dawn, good dusk, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to Gorilla Cricket and the fourth episode of our big fat pod quiz. Who's that weirdo? It's a test of skill, knowledge and overactive imaginations, separating the live cricketers from the dead cricketers and those who aren't cricketers at all but sound like they might be. I'm Gorilla Hendo, Nigel Henderson, and today's edition could be our most competitive yet. We welcome back, after her dismantling of Grubby 78 in their meeting 2 weeks ago, everyone's favourite county cricket matterer and natterer, it's Annie Chave!
Yay!
Hello! Tell us a little bit, you've got a new edition out, haven't you?
I've got a new edition out, edition number 13, which is unlucky for some. And it's a new look magazine. I've got some youth to design it for me.
Have you seen it, Bumble? I've given it away. I was going to say, she's got it out today because she's up against cricket royalty. The man who's probably the most famous voice in the business. The man who's been player, coach, manager, umpire, eventually commentator. Ladies and gentlemen, it's only Bumble himself. Hello, Bumble. Welcome to Gorilla Cricket.
Yeah, I should never have done this in the first place. As soon as I knew it was Annie Chafe that I'm up against, I know that I'm going to get the silver medal here. It's
now, listen, Bumble. Surely, when you were manager and coach of the England team, you didn't go into the dressing room and say, "Look, we're going to come second here." I need more positivity from you.
No, I'm a realist. I know exactly where I stand here. I will be doing my best, as they always say.
Right,
you're okay. Setting me up for a fall, Bumble, I tell you.
Yeah, it's reverse psychology, isn't it?
Yeah. Reverse psychology, is it? How can I compete? When I'll play the game.
She is remarkable. She is in so many ways. What do you think, Bumble? What's your thoughts on the test match and what's been going on in Pakistan? I did see that you've been a little bit under the weather, but did you manage to get to see much of the test?
No, I don't have Sky, no.
Why would that be?
Yeah, well, I follow it and I listen to Aggers a little bit and Simon Mann. And it's quite remarkable. And the latest stuff that's come out from our captain, he said he might even declare before they've had a bat.
He might. I'm a bit worried that the fog is going to be so bad that he'll declare and no one will know.
We were up there, I've been to Multan. And I know that it can get foggy, and so they will lose some time.
Yeah, in the mornings and the evenings, it looks like the first hour is going to be a bit tricky, doesn't it?
Oh well, that's good. Maybe I can stay in bed.
Yeah, stay in bed a little bit longer. That would that'd be fine, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What do you make Bumble of Joe Root batting left-handed? I mean that's stealing your thunder a little bit, isn't it?
Well,
he's quite good at that.
This morning, I've seen Jimmy Anderson bowling left-handed.
Really?
Yeah. Jimmy Anderson has bowled very acceptable left-arm spin this morning.
Wow. Do you think he's been taught by Jofra Archer? Because I remember seeing Jofra Archer was doing a bit of left-arm spin a couple of years ago as well. He might be less injury-prone if he bowled that.
I think that Jimmy has sort of kicked it on to Jofra.
Right. Oh, really? Okay. So Jimmy was he was the man who came up with the left arm spin, and he's coaching Jofra in the subtle arts. You were a left arm spinner, weren't you? So I mean, you might have some input there.
Yeah, and I perfected that. You know how they call them the shooter and the zooter and the this and the that. I had the gazoner.
Gazoner.
It's the one that goes on and doesn't spin.
Oh yes, the gazoner with the arm. That one.
That's the one. That's the one. Ball. I didn't ball anything else. Just the gazoner.
Not the gazunder, which is something else.
Gazunder. Goes underneath. Arrows under the pitch.
I don't think you can go under the stumps.
Anyway, moving on, I should sort of introduce the other member of the team that's here today, and that is, of course, Tony Bishop. Hello. He's alongside me. He's going to be giving us all sorts of info. He's the Osmond to my Armstrong. He's the Yin to my Yang. And he's my driver to the studio.
Not as rich.
And here he is.
Or indeed as interesting.
Anyway, and he's not as interesting as any of them. Anyway, I will give everyone out there a quick read through of the rules, because I forget them halfway through anyway. So don't worry about it. If you get things wrong, we'll just laugh about it, and no one will be any in the better. We'll claim that it was meant. Basically, contestants toss to start with and can elect a battlefield. Then the host, that's me, gives contestant A a name and a nationality. And contestant A has to decide whether they are a live cricketer, a dead cricketer, or not a cricketer at all. In which case, they have to say, who's that weirdo? They get it right, and it is a live or dead cricketer. Contestant A then has to guess their current age or age at death for a bonus point, which they get if they are within 3 years. If they get it on the nose, they get 4 bonus points. If contestant A is wrong, the question is passed over to their opponent, who goes through the same process. If it is a weirdo, i.e. not a cricketer, age is not required, but you can take a wild guess at the source of their notoriety. It could be a musician, a poet, a businessman, businesswoman, weird record breaker, comedian, politician, etc., etc. So I'm going to toss, and I'm going to let our guest, special guest of the day, Bumble, shout. I'm going to throw it up into the studio air. I'm going to drop it completely, and you can say heads or tails.
Heads.
Heads. It's tails, would you believe? Honestly. Honest love. So, Annie.
Always go tails, Bumble. Come on.
Yeah, I should have done, shouldn't
he? I always called heads when I were captain. Yeah.
Well, there you go. It's tails. So, Annie, you can just choose whether to bat or bowl.
I'm going to go bowl.
You're going to bowl. So the first named person is going to go to you, Bumble. Are you ready? Are you steeled for it?
I'm ready. Yeah.
It's like Jeff Thompson just coming up and going wang. Terry Burrows, England. Live cricketer, dead cricketer, or who's that weirdo? Terry Burrows.
Terry Burrows, who's that weirdo?
You know him, don't you? You're absolutely right. You've got points already. Oh, damn it. Clever for us, is Bumble. And you can have another guess for a bonus point. What does he do, Terry Burrows?
Was he a... No, I'm going to say a crown green bowler.
Oh, it's a good guess. It's a good guess, but I'm not going to give you an extra point because it's not. He's actually the fastest window cleaner at the National Championships in Blackpool in 2009. Tell us a little bit more, Tony, about Terry Burrows.
Well, yes, I've been at great pains to make a few notes about him. He is, as you rightly say, the fastest window cleaner that he won in Blackpool in 2009. Held in Blackpool, of course, to commemorate the 80th anniversary of George Formby's When I'm Cleaning Windows. It takes Terry, known as Terry Turbo Burrows, less than 10 seconds to clean more than 6,000 square inches of glass.
Wow.
He's a martial arts specialist. He's in the Guinness Book of Records. He's also been a karate and a boxer, karate specialist and a boxer, which he attributes his speed to. He's been on a show with Usain Bolt, where he once said a couple of years ago on a television show, I met the fastest man and I'm the fastest hands. We could rob a bank together.
Hey.
Interesting thought. He's still going strong. He's 66 years old. He's from Romford. You can check out his website, which is www.fastestwindowcleaner.com. And he issues you a challenge. Can you beat me? Come and have a go if you're squeegee enough.
Does he do it well, though? I mean, I could clean a window that quickly.
Could you?
Well, surely anyone could.
Just wipe across it. Coordination due to his martial arts skills is what he attributes his speed to.
Well, there you go. Bumble is in the lead. He's 2-0 up. We move to Annie for the second name. Now, this is an interesting one. Go on, Rumble.
If he's from Blackpool, I know Blackpool, you need to be a boxer and a karate expert.
Yeah, well, I mean, they don't tell you that when they go there on Strictly, do they? They make out it's a really lovely place. But,
it is marvellous for everybody that lives in Blackpool.
Absolutely, absolutely. He says, disappearing off
the edge. But he won it in Blackpool.
But there you go.
So he's an Essex lad.
He's obviously going to be a bit violent. Annie, moving on. Your first name today is Hendrik Witbooi of Namibia. Is he a live cricketer, a dead cricketer, or who's that weirdo? Hendrik Witbooi of Namibia.
It's a good name, isn't it?
It's a great name. It's a fabulous name.
I'm going to go for who's that weirdo.
Oh, you've done it again. I can't believe it. It's an amazing start to this week's competition. He is a weirdo. He's not really a weirdo. He's a very admirable character. Do you want to guess what he might do?
He works in social services.
Well, in a sense, I suppose that's right, isn't it, Tony? Going back a bit.
I'll let you make the decision on that one. It's on the very edges of acceptability.
Okay. Well, you tell us what...
DRS Eden would be twitching and not too sure about that.
Tell us all about Hendrik.
You'd have to review that one, Joel. Right. He is, as you rightly say, Namibian. He was the first African political activist to take up arms against German imperialists. His face is on banknotes in Namibia. He was born in Pella, Northern Cape, and died near Vaalgrass in 1905, killed in battle, indeed, with the Germans. Oh. He was the chief of the Khoisan people, sub-tribe of the Khoi, and he led the people, Nama people, during the revolts against German colonial rule. His diary and complete correspondence has survived and become known as the Hendrik Witbooi Papers, and it's stored in the National Archives of Namibia.
Yeah, I knew that.
You knew. I knew. I mean, I'm sorry, but just the way it fell, wasn't it, Bumble? You would have got that without any problems.
Oh, nailed it.
Nailed it completely. Well, we're going to come back to you for number three. It's all going incredibly smoothly this week, which is unusual. Anyway, how about this one? Gogumal Kishanchand, India. Live cricketer, dead cricketer, or who's that weirdo?
Say it again.
Gogumal Kishanchand. I mean, I hope I've got the pronunciation right, but I could be mistaken. Gogumal Kishanchand, India. Dead cricketer, live cricketer. Who's that weirdo?
He's a dead cricketer.
You're absolutely right. You're storming away with this bum. What on earth is going on? I can only imagine you've actually played against him. Do you want to tell how old he was when he died? Have another guess for a bonus point.
He was 58.
No, I'm afraid you're well off the mark there. He was 72 when he died in 1997. Tell us all about Gogumal Kishanchand, Tony.
Well, he was a diminutive right-hand bat from Karachi in Sindh, and he died in Baroda in Gujarat. His chief claim to fame, however, he had a very modest record in just five test matches for India, four of them against Australia, and he only averaged nine. However, despite that modest record, his chief claim to fame in international cricket is that he is the bowler off whom Don Bradman got the all-important single to reach his 100th first-class 100 in 1947.
Wow.
28.
That's a great claim to fame. Are you sure, Bumble, that you perhaps didn't play against him in a warm-up game in India? I think you probably did.
I just had the name somewhere, and I thought, well, he's not recent, so I think he's dead, sadly.
Sadly, he's dead, yeah. He's 25 years dead this year, I'm afraid to say. Any more about Gogumal, or is that more or less?
That's pretty much it. He averaged nine in his five tests, four against Australia. He got 44 in Sydney. That did help India on their way to the draw. It's the only draw they got in that series. They lost all the rest.
Okay, so we move back to Annie. Now, Emma Slater, England. Live cricketer, dead cricketer, or who's that weirdo? Emma Slater, England.
Emma Slater, that's a really nondescript name. You know, it could be anything, anywhere. I'm going to say, who's that weirdo?
You're absolutely right. Oh, my goodness me, this is incredible stuff from you two. Absolutely brilliant. Emma Slater is indeed
a weirdo. You haven't given me a chance.
I'm going to ask you who you think Emma Slater might be. What does she do? What is her claim to fame?
I think she's a piano teacher.
Piano teacher? Well, that's plucked out of obscurity. I think that's a pretty good guess. No, she's not actually a piano teacher. She is the two-time world gravy wrestling champion.
Sure, of course.
Knew that. I'd find that hard to believe. Tony, tell us a little bit more about Emma Slater.
Well, yeah, it didn't quite strike the wrong chord with that one, Annie, I'm afraid. The competition, she's won it since 2007. The World Gravy Wrestling Championships have been held in the village of Stacksteads at the Rosenbowl Carvery. She has indeed won it twice in a series of knockout rounds. Men take on men, women take on women, wrestling for two grueling minutes in a thickly padded pool filled with cold gravy.
I want to see it.
Judges pick a winner for each bout. Their decision is based, of course, on wrestling ability, but more importantly, the quality of their fancy dress and the outrageousness of their antics. Winners are anointed, of course, by having a bucket of gravy poured over their heads. And now, our Emma is from Oldham.
Yeah.
Ice Station Zebra. 36 now she is. She won the competition last against Roxy Afzal, who competes under the name of the Oxo Fox.
I'm surprised, Bumble, you haven't been asked to do the judging for that, seeing as it's in that neck of the woods. Have you never been asked to do the World Gravy Wrestling Championships?
I've been in the pub.
Oh, you know the pub? There you go. Right.
I'll tell you what, it must be serious stuff, because in the most recent event, Sky Penty, a.k.a. Wanda Gravy, she won it despite having dislocated her arm in a fierce bout against the Oxo Fox. And the referee, who I think is also the landlord of the pub, a chap called Stephen Claxton, had to put her arm back in place, and she carried on and went on to win.
Oh, my good. I prefer to eat gravy, personally, although probably not after someone's been wrestling in it.
I'll give you a quiz question.
Go on, then. Yeah, go on. Quiz within a quiz.
This is Stacksteads, okay?
Yeah.
Which Lancashire bat opened the batting with Everton Weeks and went on to become England manager and came from Stacksteads?
Ooh, a Lancastrian.
Ooh, I'll put that over to you because you're a lot older than me, Tony.
Well, thank you for that.
3 or 4 years older than me.
Lancashire, do you know what? I don't know. If we're talking about that age group, Worrell, Weeks, Walcott, etc. Don't know.
I don't know the answer.
You've got to tell us.
Bob
Bennett. Who was it?
Bob Bennett.
Bob Bennett. Okay.
Right. Okay. We talked about Bob Barber last week, weren't we? In something or other.
Yeah, no, we were likening him to Liam Livingstone.
That's right. That's right. Bob Barber, indeed. Right. So the scores on the doors at the moment are Bumble 4, Annie 4. It couldn't be tighter. It's almost as exciting as our Melbourne standoff last week. But we move on, and we move on now to Bumble, and we ask him, Brett Gieves, Australia, live cricketer. Dead cricketer, who's that weirdo? Brett Gieves.
G-E-V-E-S.
Double-E-V-E-S.
Jeeves.
Or Jeeves even. Yeah, it could be Jeeves, couldn't it?
Yeah, Jeevo. Yeah, Jeevo.
Oh, you remember Jeevo. Oh, Jeevo. Good man.
He is a present cricketer.
You're absolutely unbelievable, Bumble. What is that? Are you sure you haven't got someone prodding you from behind a couple of times? I know, man, but you might like that.
I think that's a different show entirely.
There's no stopping him at the moment. Brett Gieves is indeed a live cricketer. Do you want to guess about how old he might be at this particular stage? Both points. Oh, I didn't see that. I saw your mouth move, but I didn't hear.
22.
No, you're nowhere near, I'm afraid to say. He's about twice that age. Well, nearly. He's actually 40. What do we know about Brett Gieves, Tony?
What do we know about Brett Gieves? Well, he's from Claremont in Tasmania. His nickname is Banger, a bit like Marcus Truscothick, isn't it, Annie? Wasn't he called
Banger? Yeah, he's Banger.
Banger, indeed. He's played for Australia, Tasmania, and a couple of games, indeed, for Delhi Daredevils, latterly. Right-arm fast, medium bowler, right-handed batsman, briefly part of Australia's short-form setup. A back injury, sadly, at 29, forced him into retirement. In his two ODIs against Bangkok and South Africa, Bangkok, what am I saying? Bangladesh and South Africa. Bangladesh. Bangladesh, just South Africa, 2008-2009, took 3 wickets at 26, had a best bowling of 2 for 11 versus Bangladesh in Darwin. In his only T20 international, took 2 for 35 against South Africa at the Wanderers. He got Herschel Gibbs and AB de Villiers, though, quite cheaply, but Australia still lost.
Good names to get, eh?
Yeah,
good. There you go. Batsman to get. Okay, so Bumble moves into a 6-4 lead with just one.
Ugh, this is
one more name before we take a break. And we're at the break. What we have, Bumble, you may not know about this, is we have social justice warrior, stroke right arm seam bowler Chris Woke, who writes a regular column for us. He's he's going to be talking about things that have been upsetting him this week. So we'll have a little break. It doesn't mean you actually get a break. It's just like we do it and then we fill it in, if you get my meaning. Anyway, moving on to Annie, and she's going to look to draw level. How about this one, Annie? Arthur Fielder, England. Live cricketer, dead cricketer. Who's that weirdo? Arthur Fielder.
Well, he's been made to sound like a cricketer because of Fielder. It's made to sound old because of Arthur.
Exactly.
So he's either... he's either an old cricketer, or I think he's who's that weirdo?
No, you're wrong. You fall behind. Into the interval we go with Bumble in the lead. He is not a weirdo.
You can throw it to Bumble now.
Yes, I've got to pass it across.
No, don't give it to him.
Dead cricket or live cricket? That's all that's left for a bonus point.
Dear Arthur is a dead cricketer.
Yep, you're right, you're right, you're absolutely right. So another point to Bumble. He goes to 7-4 in the league. He's a dead cricketer. He died what age did he die at?
He died at 74.
Oh, I'm going to give you 3 more points. My goodness, you are running away. Sorry, 2 more points. running away with this because you're very close. He was 72 when he died in 1949. Tony, before we get to Chris Woke, tell us more about Arthur Fielder.
Well, yeah, it is a wonderful piece of nominative determinism. You're absolutely right. He was a fast bowler for Kent and England before the First World War. He was born in Tunbridge in 1877, the year, of course, of the first ever test. He was the first player to get 10 first-class wickets in an innings, which he got in the Gentlemen and Players match at Lord's, took all 10. The feat it was accomplished in 1906, although the Gentlemen won the game despite that. In his first-class matches that season, he took 186 wickets at 20 apiece and did much towards enabling Kent for the first time to carry off the championship. He had 2 tours of Australia for England under Pelham Warner in 1907 and then Arthur Jones. And he did pretty well on that second tour. 6 for 82 and 3 for 88 at the SCG, 2 for 77 and 1 for 74 at the MCG, 4 for 80 at Adelaide, 4 for 54 and 4 for 91 at the MCG again. In all, he got Victor Trumper and Monty Noble 3 times each in that series, although Australia still won it.
Monty Noble, 3-1. Trumper, legendary names.
And Bumble knew him, obviously.
Bumble, he's yeah, you can't put Arthur Fielder past Bumble. I was glad that you got that one, Annie, because I think he would have sopped that up. As it is, we go into the break as Chris Woke comes out of the pub in Solihull to say a few words. And with the score at 8-4, Bumble is leading. We shall now hear from Chris Woke. Just a little theme tune before we go there.
Greg Matthews, Alan Knott,
who's that weirdo?
Daniel Sidhu, Neil McKenzie,
who's that weirdo?
Wayne Leverock, Shannon Freed,
who's that weirdo?
Chris Harris, Kevin O'Brien,
who's that weirdo?
Sorry I'm late. Yeah, a bloody train strike. Those Red Union layabout benefit fraud bastards. Right, when does this stuff get switched on? What? Rolling? Don't you dare broadcast any of that shit. I've a reputation to uphold.
Bowling seam up and knocking prejudice down. The phone went the other day. It was the editor of the Smaximum. You filed your copy yet, Wokey? Typical oppressive capitalist. Not even a polite hello to soften the blow of the latest unreasonable request. Unfortunately, Smack's Ed is just the tip of the iceberg. It's a well-known fact that social justice cricket correspondents are scandalously overworked these days. Look at me. In the last fortnight, I've been expected to deliver Not only an entire piece on the interplanetary solar system cup, but also an audio recording outlining my forced inclusion programme. It might not seem this way, people, but every single word is an excruciating drain on the resource bank of my genius. What's more, all these different formats make it doubly exhausting. My woke load is simply unmanageable. One of the specky grey beardy dinosaurs at Gorilla was depressingly unsympathetic. In my day, cricket writers would regularly knock out 1,000-word articles every day at week and still have the strength for a couple of features at weekends. You didn't see those lads rushing off the matron with a sore wrist. Lads. Matron. This is the everyday sexism we've come to expect from this mob, sadly. Well, this wage slave has had enough. It's time to make a stand. From now on, I shall be operating a one-day woke. This means that within any given 14-day period, I shall insist on 13 days of rest, all expenses paid trip to the spa at Leamington, and 3 meals per day at Birmingham's organic food village, Leaky Blinders. That will leave me fully fit and firing for one day a fortnight to craft world-class content for you, the deserving cricketing public. Boston, eh? This sort of action is the only way to get employers to sit up and take notice. If they do not heed our message, they risk burning people out. And that will only add to the climate change emergency we're all facing. Remember, as England's men found out under Mike Atherton, one out, all out. Until next woke, comrades. Ta-ra, me ducks.
Craig Matthews. Alan Knott. Who's that weirdo? Daniel Tiddo. Neil McKenzie. Who's that weirdo? Wayne Leverock. Shane Freed. Who's that weirdo? Chris Harris. Kevin O'Brien. Who's that weirdo?
Thanks very much, Chris Woke. He's always got his finger on the pulse, and I think you should all follow him. He's also available to be read in our weekly news and views letter, The Smaxman, which is available to Patreons, patreon.com/GorillaCricket, if you'd like to support the work that Gorilla Cricket does. We are back, and Bumble is 8-4 in the lead. It's going better than you can imagine, isn't it, Bumble?
Delirious, are you?
You've moved rooms, by the way. You look like you've moved rooms, have you?
Yeah, no, I've just moved hands. This arm we've got into sleep, so I'm holding it very primitive. It's an iPhone, which I'm holding in my left hand.
Oh, is it? Oh, well, it's a very good picture on an iPhone, I have to say. It's absolutely brilliant. Although I should probably shouldn't. Other sort of phones are available, I should say that, shouldn't I, really? Right, moving on. It's Bumble's turn, and the first after the interval is the great name of Ronald Saggers, Australia. Dead cricketer, live cricketer, or who's that weirdo? Ronald Saggers.
Who's that weirdo?
No! You're wrong!
Yes!
Chance for Annie to come back into the game. Dead cricketer or live cricketer, Annie?
Live cricketer.
No! No bonus point for you, I'm afraid to say. You're all totally wrong. He's a dead cricketer. Everyone knows Ronald Saggers is dead. What's the matter with you two? I can't even pass it over for anyone to ever guess how old
he can only just have died, surely.
Well, it depends whether you think 1987 is fairly recent.
Yes.
I'd like to think that, but unfortunately it isn't. Ronald Saggers is a dead Australian cricketer. He died aged 69 in 1987, and Tony's got more information about him.
I may be what's his name, Richard Osman, but I don't think Alexander Armstrong ever punches the air with quite such glee and delight at guests getting things wrong, but there you go. But then we go. He is indeed, sadly, alas, a dead cricketer. He died in at the age of 69 in 1987, did Ronald Saggers. He was born in Sydenham.
What, at Sydenham?
Sydenham, New South Wales.
Sydenham, New South Wales. Where we are, of course.
He died in Sydney. He is no relation to Martin Saggers. Played for Australia, New South Wales as a wicketkeeper and batsman. Quite tall for a wicketkeeper, he was. Very useful right-handed bat. He scored 1,888 runs with an average of 23.89. His one century being his 104 not out against Essex in 1948, when the Australians put on 721 in one day.
Sorry, was that 1948?
That
was the Invincibles, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
That was the Invincibles.
Six tests in all. He averaged 10 and a high score of 14, which he got versus South Africa in Johannesburg. And Australia, which was in 1949, and Australia won that by an innings. He was understudy a lot to Don Tallon, restricted his opportunities, as Bumble will no doubt.
You know a bit about Don Tallon?
Yeah, I'm Don Tallon on the centenary test, so that would be, what, 1976? Don Tallon, he had a brother as well. There were two of them. Two Tallon.
Hey, are you having me on there? You're talking about Birds of Prey now, aren't you?
No, he was a real character as well. I mean, proper Australian larrikin character, Don Tallon. And he had his brother. We'll have to look it up.
We'll have to look it up. We'll do that at the end of the show. Moving on then. Unfortunately for Annie, she failed to take advantage of Bumble's failure in that particular instance. We move on and we say to Annie, Rafiqul Alam, Bangladesh. Live cricketer, dead cricketer, or who's that weirdo? Rafiqul Alam. Have you got all your county cricket matters above your head?
I have. Yeah, no, they're in. Well, they're in issue order.
They all start with C, don't they?
They all start with C.
There's a lot of C's.
Yes, there are indeed. Rafiqul Alam.
Right. Well, we haven't had one of these for a while, so I'm going to go. Who's that weirdo?
Absolutely wrong.
I haven't got it this time.
No, to be honest, Grubby was just terrible. It wasn't that you were that great. Rafiqul Alam, live cricketer or dead cricketer, Bumble?
He's very much alive.
He is. You're absolutely right. And how old do you think he is?
He is 27.
No, he's nowhere near 27. He is alive, but he's actually 65. Rafiqul Alam of Bangladesh. The way you said with such confidence, I thought you actually knew him and you'd played against him for a moment.
Oh, that's Alam.
Nice try. It's so easy to get your Alams mixed up, isn't it? It really is. Yeah. Tell us more about the live cricketer, Rafiqul Alam, Tony.
Rafiqul Alam, yes. He's 65, as you rightly say. He's born in 1957 in Dhaka. He's a right-hand bat. He's also been a match referee and a national selector for Bangladesh, renowned for his aggressive batting and all-round qualities. He first played for them in 1980. He represented them in two ODIs versus Pakistan and Sri Lanka in 1986. In the first versus Pakistan, he made 14 or 43 balls, was caught Ramiz Raja, bowled Wasim Akram.
There's another actor.
There you go. In the second versus Sri Lanka in Kandy, he only made 10 off 20 balls. Bangladesh lost both games. But a man of Lancashire, of course, got him out.
There you go. Rafiqul Alam, a Bangladeshi live cricketer, age 65. Moving back to Bumble, we only have four names to go. It's really hotting up. Bumble has eight. Annie has four.
He had eight before.
I know, but he didn't get the last one right.
Oh, no, that's true.
Yeah, that's why I didn't give him any extra points.
Oh, okay.
I was going to, but, you know. Now, this is an interesting one. Anakali Akasha of Sri Lanka. Anakali Akasha, Sri Lanka, Bumble.
Who's that weirdo?
Oh, you're just instinctive. You're just purely instinctive. It's that speed with which you played Lillian Thompson. You're absolutely right. She is a weirdo. She's a she as well. And what do you think she does or did? Any ideas?
Sri Lanka.
Anakali Akasha.
I think she's a musician.
Ooh, you're quite close, but not close enough for a bonus point, because that would just be cruel.
Half a point, how generous are you feeling?
Half a point. Well, I want to keep.
No, he's winning too much.
He's winning by too many. Yeah. I'm going to go do away with the extra point there. Anakali Akasha is an actress and former Miss Sri Lanka. Is that right?
That is absolutely right. She's born in 1987. She is that. Film actress, model, singer. Did you say singer, though?
He did say
Have you a full point?
Big point.
TV host and politician. She was crowned Miss Sri Lanka in 2004.
Give him a point. She does so many things. She could have named anything.
Well, it doesn't say sort of plumber, electrician, general handy person here.
She might even be a cricketer on the sly.
She could have been, yeah. She was crowned Miss Sri Lanka in 2004, represented Sri Lanka at Miss World in 2004, beauty pageant. She's also worked as a brand ambassador and fundraiser. She's got her own YouTube channel if you want to go and check her out.
Okay,
it's Anakali Live. You can find her on YouTube.
She's not a window cleaner.
She's not a window cleaner. Although you might want to clean your windows to have a look out and see what she's up to.
She probably wrestles with gravy, though.
She probably does. Oh, my goodness.
Give them the chance.
Everyone does that sort of thing. It's like bog snorkeling, isn't it? Right, moving on. We have three names remaining. The first one for Annie. You're going to have to get some bonus.
I'm going to have to get it.
You're really going to have to go here, Annie. Gajanand Singh, United States. Live cricketer, dead cricketer. Who's that? Gajanand Singh.
Oh, well. Stop it.
He's teasing you now.
Live cricketer.
Yes, you're right. Yes. I think he's done himself down there, Bumble. I think he's given that away a little bit. Gajanand Singh, US, is a live cricketer. And what age do you think Gajanand Singh might currently be, Annie?
31.
Oh, you're so close. I'm going to give you an extra point anyway, because it makes it more fun. They're actually 35. And that's only, and we always say if you're three away, we give you a point. But you're just four away. We're going to be kind to you because that's the way we are. That's the way we roll here on Gorilla Cricket. Gajanand Singh is indeed a live cricketer, age 35. Tell us what you know about him, Tony.
Well, he's from Berbice in Guyana. He's a left-hand bat, left-arm medium bowler. He plays, as you rightly said, for the USA, but he's played for Guyana, Amazon Warriors, and did play for the West Indies under-19s as well. He hasn't really made much of an impression in first-class cricket. He averages 25 in just 10 matches that he played. But his, his most valuable performance came against, in the presumably the CPR, against Trinidad and Trinbago Knight Riders, when he made a quick fire, I'll get it out in a minute, quick fire 39 to steer his team to a decent score of 159.
There you go, Gajanand Singh. That's all you need to know about Gajanand Singh. He might make a comeback. Of course, there's going to be Major League Cricket, isn't there, in the US fairly soon. So we'll see how whether he gets a gig in that. Back to Bumble, who's trying all the mind tricks that he knows, that have honed after years and years in the top echelons of the game. I'm going to turn to you, Bumble, with you leading 11-7, the final round of names. Glenys Page, New Zealand. Live cricketer, dead cricketer, who's that weirdo?
Can I just before we do that, can I just go through the rules again? It's right at the beginning. Yeah. That if you get the age and you're within three.
Yeah.
You did. I thought you did. Yeah.
So I've actually sort of stretched those rules because there is a term and condition that says the host is allowed to update during the match, basically.
Bit of VAT. Just put
VAT. VAT on
not
the
VAR.
End.
Not VAR.
Bald again.
Gajanand Singh, that was. So Glenys Page, New Zealand. Live cricketer, dead cricketer. Who's that weirdo?
Glenys Page, just a nice name, Glenys Page.
A lovely name, it really is.
I know the New Zealand cricketers. I've met quite a number of retired cricketers.
Ooh. Oh, this is tense. I'm almost dropping dead with excitement. Go on.
Who's Beardo?
You're wrong. You went the wrong way, Bumble. You threw it in your head, but you didn't get the right answer from deep in the brain. Glenys Page, is she a dead cricketer or a live cricketer? Annie, this is important. A bonus point for you on the line. Dead cricketer or live cricketer? Glenys Page, New Zealand.
Glenys, you know, Bumble knows some of the old retired ones.
You know some Glenyses.
You know, but maybe not a really old one. I don't know how far back, but I'm going to go for dead.
You're absolutely right. You've got a bonus point. Yes. Well done, Annie. You're coming up on the stand side. She died, I can tell you, a while ago. And for an extra bonus point, how old do you think she was when she died?
It was really sad. She was only 49.
I think I said she was only 14 for a moment, which would have been really tragic. She wasn't only 49. She was 72 when she...
I was still really sad.
Yeah, it was really sad. Yeah. She got this mortal coil in 2012. Tony's got some news about and information about her.
Well, I can tell you, yeah. She's born in 1940 in Auckland. She played for Auckland Women and New Zealand Women. Very useful slow left armour. Played just two ODIs. She made her debut against Trinidad and Tobago Women in the 1973 Women's World Cup, which of course was played in the UK. That game was played in Clarence Park in St Albans.
Really?
Which, wow. As Bumble, I'm sure, will immediately tell you, is where St Albans City in the National League South play. Because I've been and watched Watford there many times in pre-season friendlies. And it was also New Zealand. In that first game was also New Zealand women's inaugural ODI. She made 5 with the bat, but took a very impressive 6 for 20.
Wow.
A rolling at the Trinidad and Tobago women for just 61 all out to win handsomely. They all went off. They won the cup that year, of course, the World Cup, under the captaincy of Enid Bakewell. They got a century, but it was the captaincy of Rachel Hayhoe Flint. They won the cup, I think, at Edgbaston, and they all went off to meet Edward Heath, the Prime Minister.
Oh dear.
She still does Glenys. She still holds the best bowling figures by a player on debut in a women's ODI, and is the only bowler to take a 6-wicket haul on a women's ODI debut.
There you go, Glenys Page. She's very much not a weirdo. She's a dead cricketer. And that makes for a fascinating final name that we are going to give to Annie. Now, let me look at the scores. Bumble has 8, 9, 10, 11 points. Annie, reigning champ, has 2, 4, 6, 7, 8 points. So not only are you going to need to get this right, Annie, you're going to need to get some subsidiaries right as well. So this is absolutely crucial for you.
And if I do, it'll be a tie.
And if you do it, because I'm super over, we'll have to find another name. Oh, I don't think we've made contingency plans for that.
I have got a couple of spare names.
I've got a couple of spare names, so it goes that far. Oh, I almost feel like trying to fix it for that, but I won't. Anyway, the final name of today's Who's That Weirdo is Warwick Turner, Australia. Live cricketer, dead cricketer, or Who's That Weirdo? Warwick Turner.
Definitely Who's That Weirdo.
You're absolutely right. You've got 2 points. Oh, my God. You're within 1 point of Bumble. Poor old Bumble can't believe it. His head is in his hands, because all you need to do now is tell us what you think Warwick Turner of Australia does. Now, think deeply about the kind of mischievous things we get up to here on Who's That Weirdo. You're going to have to sort of run it through. Oh,
so it's going to be something really obscure, basically.
Right. Possibly comment. I couldn't possibly comment. I can hear the sledging from Bumble at this moment. Trying to mess with your mind.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think Warwick Turner did or does?
Pornography.
Oh! Well... In a sense, pornography, because he's involved with food porn. Food porn, because he is. I should send this over to Bumble, shouldn't I? Because you got that wrong. Bumble, what do you want to have a guess about who Warwick Turner is?
He's in food.
Yep. Yeah. Good. Well. Good. Very good. You're absolutely right. How far in food is he?
He's a very famous restaurateur.
Oh, if only he were. I'm afraid you don't get an extra point for that. It means you're going to probably come out on top. I'm going to have to catch add it up in a minute. But Tony, tell us what Warwick Turner did or does.
I absolutely can tell you that. His main claim to fame was achieved in 2011 when he captured the World Black Pudding Championship title in Ramsbottom in Lancashire. He was, however, the second ever Australian winner. Jim Riley had been the first in 2001. Around 700 contestants compete to dislodge the highest number of Yorkshire puddings from a specially designed plinth on a 20-foot ledge by throwing 3 black puddings. And those are, in fact, supplied by Chadwicks of Bury.
That's right.
It does sound like...
Chadwicks of Bury?
Yeah, definitely. Very... It is one of the best markets in the world.
It is.
Oh, right. Excellent.
Yeah.
The ultimate Lancashire delicacy, Chadwick's Original Black Puddings, is a Bury institution, opened in 1929 and now run by Mary and Tony in Bury Market.
Yeah.
Bury Market. There's good local knowledge, Bumble.
Cannot beat a black pudding. Absolutely magnificent.
No, they are all handmade, of course. Seasoning, according to either Mary or Tony, is the key. But the recipe is a closely guarded secret. For the best results, you either briefly boil, then split open and cover with mustard, or pan fry, preferably in bacon fat.
Do you make your own black puddings, Bumble?
No, I get them. Sometimes I get Chadwick's, but everybody around here would be selling Bury black puddings. It is fantastic. I mean, you can't beat a black pudding. It's fitness food. It's health food.
Do you think that is why England took their own chef out to Pakistan to ensure that they had black puddings on the menu?
Black puddings out, they'd have been all right.
Yeah. I think they would have done. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it's like, I wasn't going to say that was what made them sick the day before, but maybe that's what sort of compelled them to victory, I suppose.
I'll tell you what, I'd really like to go to this competition one year.
Go on, tell us more.
Competitors have 3 turns in an attempt to knock down as many Yorkshire puddings as possible. Yep. They're arranged in a pile of a dozen, and they have to throw underarm from a purpose-built stand called an Occhi. The competition dates back to the 1980s, clearly it celebrates Rose's rivalry between Yorkshire and Lancashire. Warwick Turner himself comes from Australia's Gold Coast. That's strange, dislodged 8 Yorkshire puddings from that ledge.
Lap puddings, you know.
And one... sorry, yes. What did I call them?
Yorkshire puddings.
No.
Get your puddings right.
No, I wasn't. You throw the Yorkshire puddings... Oh, the other way around. No, you show the black puddings to dislodge the Yorkshire puddings.
Oh,
but anyway, he won £100 for his trouble. There were windy conditions and showers, which rather hampered his throwing. But nonetheless, he definitely achieved it. More than 1,000 spectators supported the event, including an appearance by the Hairy Bikers, Dave Myers and Stephen King.
That's brilliant.
Who also took part and were in with a decent chance of winning it at one point. The latest event, I can tell you, was won by in 2021 by Andrew Ferrier. Sadly, though, I don't know anything about him.
Well, there you go. If you want to know any more about Andrew Ferrier, Black Pudding Champion, World Black Pudding Champion 2021, you'll have to go to Google yourself and find out.
I think I should get a point because it was fairly pornographic.
Yeah, well, it was, wasn't it? It was kind of food porn.
Yeah.
If I give you a point, I'm going to have to go and do an...
You gave me a point extra anyway.
You've had your chance. You've been dethroned as queen of Who's That Weirdo, I'm afraid. And the new champion of Who's That Weirdo is none other than the voice of cricket himself, Bumble. How do you feel about it? How do you feel about Bumble? I mean, you didn't expect it, but you must be delighted.
It's emotional. I mean, I've never. Let me gather myself just for a second. But more importantly, I'm absolutely thrilled to have won. And do I book my own flights or do you book it? So I take it it's a fortnight in Barbados.
Yeah,
we could have a word with Gladstone.
We'll give you a discount. We'll mention them. We'll see if Gladstone will get you on a flight.
Black Opal, if Gladstone's involved with Black Opal, isn't it?
Yes, he is.
That's right. And he's Jamie Smith is his oppo. Looking forward to it. I'll probably want to stay at Westmorland if you can get me in at Westmorland or at the other one where it's a very nice golf course.
Is that the West Coast or the South Coast? Which do you prefer?
It's called the Platinum Coast.
I do apologise.
For a fortnight. I'll pick my dates. Let me pick my dates.
Yeah.
And I'll just send you the bill.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that. And we'll ignore it.
I think you were hoping I was going to win.
Strike. That's the problem.
Yeah, it won't reach it because there's a postage strike on them, I'm afraid. But anyway, that is it from today's Who's That Weirdo. It's been another nail-biting, extraordinary competition between Annie Chave and Bumble, the voice of cricket. And Bumble has come out 11-10 winner. I'm wondering, Bumble, is there anything else in cricket now that you want to do? I mean, now that you've been on Gorilla Cricket and won Who's That Weirdo, in addition to all the other roles you've had in cricket, what could possibly be next?
Commentating with a bit of luck.
Oh, you can come and commentate with us if you like, anytime. It's an open invitation. You can bring your own beer and a black pudding if you like.
Well, I brew my own beer for a start.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, and it's one of them beers that you need like a safety net behind you. 6.5%.
That would be dangerous in the middle of the night.
Don't give that to the England team in Pakistan at the moment.
Absolutely not.
They won't need any more encouragement.
They don't need more encouragement. It's absolutely true. It's been absolutely great fun having you on, Bumble. Thank you so much for giving your time and joining us here with Annie Chave today. We are incredibly grateful. And absolutely seriously, we'd open, you know, we don't pay very well, as you know. You can get a pastry and a beer. But if you ever want to join us on Gorilla Cricket, you are so welcome. I can't even say how welcome you are. So thank you so much for being a good sport and joining us today. Thanks, Bumble.
I've loved it. It's been terrific. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Cheers. Bad luck.
You're done.
Bye.
Cheers now.
Bye-bye. Cheers.
Craig Matthews. Alan Knott. Who's that weirdo? Neil McKenzie. Who's that weirdo? Dwayne Littlerock. Shannon Freed. Who's that weirdo? Chris Harris. Kevin O'Brien. Who's that weirdo? Sports Social Podcast Network.